For KBIA News, I'm Brandon Kiley. A new fire station in Jefferson City will be completed and ready for use in a matter of weeks. The $2.2 million facility will be located just off of Rock Hill Road and will replace the old one located at Industrial Drive that's been around for almost 50 years. Interim Jefferson City Fire Chief Jason Turner says bunk rooms for female firefighters are among the new building's improvements.
Each room will be a private room for each firefighter there. So that's one of the things that we really stress during the development, working with the architects and engineers, making sure that we give them the privacy.
A half-cent sales tax approved by voters in 2012 funded the project, which is currently under budget. As the two-year anniversary of a deadly week at the Lake of the Ozarks approaches, a community at the lake passed an ordinance aimed at preventing more deaths and injuries on the water. During the first week of July in 2012, electrocution accidents killed three people swimming around docks at the lake. The Lake of the Ozark Board of Aldermen unanimously approved an ordinance last week that will require inspections for docks in Lake Ozark city limits. Lake Ozark City Administrator Dave Van Dee says the Lake Ozark Fire Protection District will carry out the inspections.
The city hadn't offered that particular service and was not part of our normal regulatory authority, so the approach that we chose to use is similar to Osage Beach's approach. We went to the Fire Protection District because that's a service that they do provide.
Lake Ozark is modeling their new inspection requirements after Osage Beach's ordinance, which was passed in late July last year. The Missouri Supreme Court has set an August 6th execution for a St. Louis area man convicted of raping and killing a neighbor nearly two decades ago. Michael Shane Worthington was sentenced to death for the 1995 slaying of 24-year-old college student Melinda Griffin at her Lake St. Louis condo. According to court records, Worthington took drugs before cutting through a screen window at Griffin's home and attacking her. Worthington was convicted of first-degree murder, rape, and first-degree burglary. He is now 43 years old. The court set the execution date today. Missouri has executed seven inmates since last November and is also scheduled to administer a lethal injection July 16th to inmate John Middleton. Senator Roy Blunt is praising a U.S. Supreme Court decision on contraceptive coverage. As St. Louis Radio reports, the Missouri Republican says the ruling is a victory for religious freedom.
The court ruled 5-4 that certain corporations don't have to pay for women's contraception coverage under the Affordable Care Act if they have religious objections. Blunt says the issue at hand was never about the expense of contraception coverage or any specific health care procedure. Rather, he said the court ruled that employers are entitled to have religious views.
This was never about cost and never about anything bigger than religious liberty, but in the Constitution and in our country, what's bigger than religious liberty?
Some of Blunt's Democratic colleagues criticized the court's ruling. For instance, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says corporations shouldn't dictate women's health care decisions. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
And for KBIA News, I'm Brandon Kiley.